It's Comedy Shoeshine.
Wait, is 1,000 IQ good? I think that's what mine was. Is that... Let's beat the shit out of daylight saves until it begs us to stop, and then keep beating the shit out of it more.
Yeah, and then turn the clock back an hour and do it again. What other podcast do you get to hear about digging a hole?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine
with Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, and what, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. I don't know, Sam, I can't even start the show over the sound of just the millions that are fucking rolling in. It's deafening.
Yeah, I might be a little too relaxed tonight because I'm laying in a bed of fucking cash. Because yeah. We now have 23 patrons, which that has to be a record for Patreon.
Easily.
I'm pretty sure. I can't believe no one said something to us like, how did you get 23 patrons?
Yeah.
That's not... The site was not designed for those sort of numbers.
You can see the site like buckling a little bit when you log on. It's actually bending.
We actually broke the counter. It just stops at 10, but then now I have to like go in and manually count
it. It was exactly like Y2K. They were like, there's no way the year is ever going to get to be that high. Same with the patron count.
Yeah, we've been getting emails from Patreon like, we want to change our agreement to percentage-wise. Section 4 stipulates that after a certain amount of so we have to do all that bullshit.
Yeah, and the Patreon email is weird because it started with, attention fucking one percenters. Like, we need more of your money. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Pretty harsh.
It came to our email address, which is richguys@richguys.com. That's our email.
Oh, man. So, yeah, who are our new patrons that we need to thank?
Well, there's a thumb. Russell the Thumb from England. England!
Yeah, they have lots
Good
of
day,
thumbs
Mike.
Over there.
How are things down under?
Yeah, that's good. That's one of the things that makes our podcast so successful is we can greet people in kind of the parlance that they're used to. So, yeah.
Oh, dude, we didn't even... Oh, God, we blew it. We totally fucking blew it. Start the podcast
over. I
don't
think we blew it.
Restart the music. No, we never talked about getting to... Or did we... Was that last week? No, we didn't do it.
Well, yeah, I was still planning on doing it.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about the new patrons that we just got. So we got Russell. Thank you, Russell. And Steven. And then we got another one. I don't know. You want to talk about the one that put us over the top?
You know what? You're right. I was thinking of two. There are two things we needed to do.
Yeah.
So I received a very heartfelt email, I would say if it was a letter, you would have been able to see like the tears, you know, then the ink and kind of how it's made. But it was an email, so you couldn't see that. But you could really feel it, you know. And someone over there at Columbia House who, they still exist, you know, it's weird. Cause like, oh, the company went under, you know, Sam and Thomas, you're full of shit. They went under. Yeah, they went under, but like, doesn't mean the whole building just evaporates, you know, like there's a bunch of people whose lives, blood, sweat, and tears are in the, you know, the bricks of that building. And it doesn't just go away. I mean, there's still people there. They're transitioning out. So we got a very heartfelt email and a patron by the name. Can you give me the exact name? It was Columbia House. You have it. I don't have it up. Sorry, Sam. But
yeah, Columbia House Holdings LLC.
Yeah. Yeah, Columbia House Holdings LLC. Now, this was a very dedicated listener who happened to work at Columbia House. And they heard that we were just in that just mountains of debt. I mean, just nonstop debt. It was never going to end. And so he signed up to as a patron just to get us to the point where we could start paying off our Columbia House debt. And it was a very touching email. I don't want to share it. There was a lot of personal stuff in there, like, I don't know, his father, cancer or something. But it's a lot of crap like that. But it was very touching, and rest assured that we're going to use that money to get out of our Columbia House debt and onto bigger things.
Yeah. Wait, what do we have to do bigger things now?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll do that next episode.
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember that big part of the deal. Let me just check. Let me recheck the patron thing. Sure, I don't remember that being one of our
bigger things. We should have just make one that's bigger things.
Dude, you know what's amazing? I didn't notice this before, but Columbia House Holdings LLC is actually a patron to two creators.
Really?
That's weird.
Well, I hope they gave the same sob story they gave us to the other one.
The weird thing is the other one that they're supporting is a podcast podcast that has, this can't be right. It says 341 patrons, but that's got to be wrong. And they get $534 per episode.
Well,
how do I change podcasts? Yeah. Can I get on another podcast?
Yeah, you can just do that. Yeah, it's easy. It's a simple, no. I think it's a couple forms that you have to fill out.
Whoever this Eli fellow is can thank us later.
Oh, God, yeah.
But Eli, his podcast,
yep.
Whatever this is.
I got further news for you. That Patreon account is like weeks old. So,
jeez.
That's
some people. This is awesome. One of his goals is if he reaches the modest goal of 400 a week, he can turn the movie podcast into a weekly podcast. Man. Well, we're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to our patrons. Thanks, patrons that we can name easily in about 3 seconds. Well, this is only episode, what is this, 4 or 5? I can't remember. We've done it. We've only done like 4. Yeah. Yeah. We're just getting started.
Some didn't count. So, yeah.
You can't just cancel us.
No.
Give us a second chance.
Yeah.
I had to create at least 3 or 4 different accounts just to sort of make us look like we had anything.
We're paying most of the money to ourselves, less the Patreon fees. It's not a very good deal.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. Anyway, thanks Columbia House Holdings LLC and Stephen Powers and Russell. Dude, there's not even any, sorry, I shouldn't keep going on it. He doesn't even have any rewards. It's just he has early access to the
show. It's from the Scathing Atheist. It's there. Truth be told, Eli is the fucking funniest person in the world. Like, he's really fucking funny. So he deserves it for sure, because that you would even think he's funny. Like, that's how funny.
No, I believe it.
But
he has to be.
Came on their show. He came on Scathing Atheist and would do movie reviews, and people loved it. It was like their favorite thing that, you know, Scathing Atheist is like, what, 1,200, 1,300 now?
I don't know.
And so he just, and then he lost his job. He's like he's a magician or something. He's really cool. Like, awesome. He's a really cool guy. And he was a magician working in New York, I think. Like, he's really good and stuff, but he lost his job. And so he decided to start that, or they were going to start that full time. And they got to 500, 400 or 500, like, instantly.
So awesome.
Yeah. So we need I don't want to.
Aren't we a part of Scathing Atheist somehow? On that show, I think.
Probably.
Shouldn't all those people just come over to us?
Again, we just have to fill out a few forms, and then we just change podcasts.
I could lose my job if that's what it takes.
Yeah.
I will lose my job right now.
I will
now.
Lose the shit out of my job. Well, I can't find it. It's gone. I lost
congrats to Eli. That's awesome. I got to listen to his show.
Yeah. So I suppose eventually we should do a show of some kind.
Yeah.
I mean, we that's what we get paid to do. So
it's kind of our thing is just not copying other people and riding on their coattails.
I thought you were going to say our thing is like just talking about our patrons.
Yeah,
that's true. The bulk of our content.
No, I just I want to thank each individual person because it's like you don't have to give us any money.
No.
I mean, we'd probably quit if you didn't, but.
Yeah.
Even so, like, you don't have to.
Yeah, we'd be dangling from a, you know, noose the instant you stop giving us money. But you don't have to.
You don't have to.
No.
Nope. So everyone who does is amazing. Yeah. I got to think. Actually, I thought of some ideas of actual things that I'm going to do for our patrons, like actual physical contact. I want to send them something. So I might be emailing all of you patrons asking for your address, except for some of these people live in like England. How
would they help? Yeah. Good eye,
like
mate.
$1,000 to send. What are they like? I was going to send some like barbecue or whatever. What do they eat in England?
Kangaroo. Yeah.
Yeah. Dunderadoo Field.
In all seriousness, I have a friend I talk to in Australia all the time. And dude, fucking Australia is the funniest. God, there's just murderous snakes everywhere. Like, everything is as ridiculous as it sounds. Like, he'll just say something and it's like, oh yeah, that's Australia. It's like, yeah, there's a kangaroo fighting, and like, you have to avoid the male kangaroos because they'll beat the shit out of you.
But you could totally pick on the females.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. All the time.
Like, trip them, like, tie their shoelaces together you and can... stuff.
Yeah. No, you can date them. You can date the females. You just have to.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a weird place.
I just forgot another half-assed joke I was going to make. Oh, well. Oh, no. I had a friend. I had a friend from Australia. I don't talk to him anymore, but I was always amazed at how he could make the word no.
Yeah.
It was like, no.
No. No.
It had like this long thing at the end. No. Weird.
Yeah.
You'd think the word was spelled like N-E-O-U-U-O-E-E-A-U-O. But it's just N-O. It's just no.
Yeah, yeah, you don't need to get like the back of your throat and your heart, your soft and hard palate all involved in that word. You don't need to go like no, like you don't need to. Oh, it's just no. That's good.
Yeah,
even just like it's good enough. Nah. Yeah,
dude, I have to start before I forget again because I will forget because this just happened to me. This is fucking amazing to me. Okay. You know how, I can't believe we've never talked about this. Does this, what I want to know is this everybody or is this just me or our family or whatever? But like, this doesn't matter at all, but just to show what I was trying to find.
Okay.
I was trying to plug my headphones. I normally plug them into something that's like the regular skinny style thing, like you'd plug into your phone, you know, like a little, what is that?
Yeah.
Eighth inch or whatever.
Yeah. They're normally eighth inch. Well, yeah, I mean, it's slightly different pins and all that, but yeah.
Right. But you know how pretty much every time you buy headphones, not like
major, but like major good headphones,
actual headphones, it always comes with that little gold thing,
screws the on
adapter.
The top.
Yeah. That goes to
I have endless, I'm swimming in them.
I know. So everybody listening right now has one of those things.
They all I'm willing have four to bet. Or five, I'd say. They're probably wearing them like on their fingers.
In your lifetime, you've probably had 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And like every single time I get one, I take it off of the thing and I go, all right, I should put this somewhere like just in case I ever need to use it.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, and I do. And then so tonight I was like, fuck, I need that thing or one of those things. And I was like, all right, let me just start with that place in your room or your house that has those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like, in my house I live in now, there's like 15 of them, but like 15 possible places. Like,
oh, I see.
There's a drawer in the kitchen that just has all kinds of weird shit in it. And then there's like three in my room. There's a closet. In one of my closets, I have this box that has like fucking like tetherball wires and like old like rotary telephones.
Do you have
and
your like, eighth inch tetherball to quarter inch tetherball adapter in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that would work in a pinch. It's not quite the same.
Dude, this box has like those glasses with a nose and a mustache attached. You know, like stuff that
I just made a joke about those today. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Weird. But you know how the point is there's certain things you get in life and you can't throw them away. I'm not talking about just garbage that you have to throw away, but like those things, you can't throw those away. Like, you know, it's someday you're going to be like, man, I kind of need one of those to plug into something else. But like, where do you fucking put it? You can't have.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a, this is my question is like, do other people just have a place where they're like, yeah, I keep all my quarter inch headphone adapters there.
And they then have when a I rack need one, I just that, like it opens yeah, like, up.
There's no way.
It's like the old hotel keys, you know, like you have a board that has a bunch of them hanging in specific spots.
Yeah. So I was just laughing, thinking that I'm pretty sure everybody just has a certain amount of drawers, either one, anywhere from one to like 100 drawers in your house that just has batteries, earplugs. Yeah. Like I said, the glasses that you're not going to throw away those glasses with the nose and the mustache. You can't throw it away. What else is in there? That's the other thing I was going to ask you is like, what else is in your drawer? Oh, shit.
I'm sucks that you put it to me because I don't have that.
Dude, dice.
Yeah.
Probably like a pack of playing cards.
It's all stuff that's like just not useful enough. Like it's so close.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the thing was, I found one finally. It was awesome. Nice. I went through, and it was after I'd already gone through that box with all the like serial ATA cables from old computers and USB cords and HDMI cables. I mean, where the fuck do you put all that stuff?
You had an old like 50 billion pin printer cable. God, remember printer
yeah.
cables?
SCSI. Yeah, SCSI printer cable.
Yeah, they were really SCSI.
That's what they're called.
Sure.
SCSCI, I think.
Oh.
SCSCI.
They had the like, what are they, the braces that like went? Yeah. Yeah. They were heavy duty.
Small computer system interface, SCSI. Oh, yeah, it has the pins on the sides that you have to like snap closed.
Yeah. Good junk.
Dude, SCSI pronounced SCSI.
I didn't doubt you. I was making a joke like you were totally full of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You could see how I would take that as you saying I was totally full of shit.
I didn't think you just came up with the term SCSI like for no reason. Like, yeah, that's true. There was no such thing as SCSI and you literally just invented that. But
anyway, what else is in those drawers? Yeah. Canadian coins. Like a currency from other countries.
Oh, that's good.
You can't throw them away. You don't.
Thumbtacks. I have thumbtacks in mind.
Yeah, thumbtacks. I just think everyone listening right now is saying out loud like things that they have in those drawers. Dude, everybody has that, don't they?
Some sort of weird keys that you don't use anymore.
I actually found that's funny you say that because in one of the boxes where I found like my wisdom teeth. I'm not joking. My wisdom teeth are in one of my boxes. I'm not joking.
Oh man.
Totally not joking.
Yeah.
My wisdom teeth are in there.
And your appendix and your spleen. Yeah. And your...
Well, that's not true. I lied. I have a box that's just all my body parts, all my old body parts. That's one thing I do keep separate from everything else.
No, because, that has its own drawer.
Because when I need my wisdom teeth, I need them now. Like, I need to know where they are right now.
When you need to pop those bad boys back in, you need it right away. Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, you'll be talking to your neighbor or whatever.
You seriously
like,
have your wisdom teeth?
Yes, I do. I don't know why.
Why do you have your wisdom teeth?
I don't know. They're in a little bag, like a sealed. Oh,
God.
They're in a sealed bag. And I got it when I got my wisdom teeth out. And I was like, so what do I do with these? I throw them away. I
didn't get mine. Mine would have been pristine too, because did yours come all the way out? I forget. Or were yours impacted?
They were.
Cause mine were sort of good to go. Like I had four wisdom teeth for a long time. Like, grown
mine
out.
Mine were mostly out, but they started pushing against my, I guess that's what impacted means.
No, I think impacted means it doesn't come out. Like I'm pretty sure. And that's why you have to get them out because they might grow in your gums weird or whatever. I don't know. Sometimes you can survive with them in there. But
anyway, in that same box, there was keys to my 1985 Mustang wisdom that I had. Teeth. Oh. Keys to my wisdom teeth.
Nice set of keys to shining wisdom teeth.
No, yeah. My first car, my 85 Mustang that I haven't had since like 2002.
I was gonna say, it's not, people might have been thinking like, oh, what, 85, 86? No,
that was my first car, and it was already a total piece of shit. Well, everybody's first car, unless you're rich, unless you're Eli from whatever that podcast is, you drove an 85 Mustang at some point. But anyways,
good times.
I don't know. I was just laughing about that because I know everybody has that drawer.
Do you have a couple of rolls of film?
Those like and those rolled up like things that cover your glasses that are like sunglasses or whatever
the shades that go over them.
I don't know why I have those I don't know where I got them or why.
I'm just making stuff up based on I don't actually have it because for some reason I don't know if I'm a little bit maybe I am I'm not sure but I might be a little neater than you, I don't know. I'm not, because I don't have a big messy, like my desk. I was going to say about that quarter inch adapter. Like that's since I do, I don't know if you know this, but I do podcasting.
Oh.
And that's a pretty big part of my life, that adapter. Because if
sounds
I ever
like
want
to waste of time, you don't make any money. No.
Well, I mean, I've heard of people who make upwards of, they have like 20 patrons. I think it's the most.
Yeah.
I've ever heard.
But I mean, there's a ventriloquist who makes, there's one ventriloquist
that's
who makes money.
There's probably one podcaster who has 20 patrons and then the rest have like one, maybe two, like their mom or something. Speaking of, why isn't mom, why isn't she paying for a show?
I gotta get mom on this.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I use those things all the time. And whenever I take it off, because I want to use my good headphones with like my iPhone, like you were saying, listen to music, good quality. I always think like, God, there's no place I can put this that will actually maintain it. I, you know, and then I always set it. All I do is set it upright on my desk.
Yeah.
And then it's just there when I need it. That's the weird thing. I don't get that. That part is a mystery to me because I could see where it wouldn't be. Like every time I need to look for one, I'm like, fuck, this is never going to be found. And then it's just where I put it. And it's kind of weird. Maybe it's because I don't have kids. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Well, yeah, I've lived in the same house. I think when you live somewhere for a really long time, stuff starts to get worse.
I wouldn't know.
You'll see.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a good one. So is anything more with that? Or?
Well, I was going to say, we don't really tweet at all on our Twitter account, but we have had some decent activity on Facebook. So like when I post the sewed thing tomorrow, if you feel like, you know, just listing things that are in one of your drawers.
Oh, good call.
That would be funny.
Dude, we got to tweet more. New Year's resolution. I mean, by the time it's December, you know, January, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We'll be so rich.
I'm not ready to tweet more.
Well, we can think of at least like 5 tweets by then and we'll bank them.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I got with that.
I have a lot of things. Let me do a quick one. Well, first I have to just tell you real quick, because I just want to see if like, when I brought up the nose and glasses thing, I was talking to someone on my other podcast and they were giving me a history of kind of their, you know, this weird religion that I didn't know anything about. And at one point they said like, yeah, so the first guy who started it, like they executed him or whatever. And I thought like, they always do that. They need to just not execute these people, you know, back in the day. And the joke I made was like, if they had taken Jesus or any of these prophets, they always execute them. And then that like makes the religion stronger, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, they should just keep them alive and make them wear the ear or the nose and, you know, glasses and nose mustache glasses. And then like, you're not going to worship that guy. There's no way if you just trot that guy around all the time wearing that, like, yeah, he's right here. We're not killing him. He's just, that's where he is. No one's gonna bow down to that guy wearing the fucking glasses and mustache. It was a weird joke, but that's what I literally had just said that before you brought that up. Huh. Let's see. So, I have so many things. I have maybe a movie review or two I could do. I'll do that later. Here's some quick thoughts. I was watching some sort of crime show. I can't remember what now. But, you know, there's the autopsy chart or whatever. Or there'll be like the medical, you know, there's like the chart where that's the guy or the girl that are just the drawing, like the kind of, you know what I mean? There's like a chart where they point on the drawing kind of what's going on. Right. Like, oh, there's a bullet here.
Where the police shot him in the back.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, like, they really need to update that drawing to be like 500 pounds heavier, because it could have serious, like, you know, consequences to forensics. Like, there could be some crime where a fat guy is shot at one point, and then the guy, because it's all the same, like, fit body, you know, that they draw a little hole on. I wonder if when it's a super fat guy, do they they like take a pencil and like make more of an outline to like make the body fatter, you know, or not. Cause like, it kind of matters if you said, well, did he get shot? Where was it? Like in the side? Yeah. On the super fat side of him, you know, it kind of makes a difference.
Yeah. This bullet either went directly through the middle of his heart or it's on this giant part of fat side underneath his underarm that wouldn't hurt him at all.
Yeah. So that was just a quick random thought I had. They should probably update that.
Yeah, and I mean, shouldn't they just make it match the chalk outline? Well, I guess not everybody dies, but you just take the chalk outline and just have it be like that, I guess.
Oh, what did I find out? That was kind of an interesting, like, fun fact while I'm at it.
I don't know. What did you find out?
The chalk outline thing is only when the person is rushed off to the hospital because they're alive still.
Oh, yeah.
So they draw the chalk outline because they're still investigating, but then when it's an actual dead body... and I hadn't thought about it. And I think someone pointed that out because they always think it means like a dead body or whatever. I don't know. It just means they had to rush the body off. So that's the point.
So if the guy dies, they just leave the body there.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
With all the chalk. They just dump the chalk on him because they don't need it. So
they put like a lone chalk stick in his hand and like close his hand.
Ceremonial, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like how they
look, yeah. You're gonna get chalk one way or the other. It's just, do we put it on the ground or do we give it to you?
Yeah, we didn't want to let him leave this world without a good chalking.
And sometimes if it's a guy, they put it in his pants like he has a boner just to make everybody laugh.
Chalk boner. That's good. I have lots of little ones, so I can keep going with some little ones, but
yeah, I have a little one too.
Yeah, a little chalk boner.
No, really, I have a little, yeah.
Oh, go ahead, you do yours then.
Oh, well, this is super quick, but I was at Chipotle, which is fucking delicious, by the way.
All right, good. Next and, thing. That's good. That's a good one.
And I just was in a situation where like I think I just got my food and paid for it at the counter, and I was kind of getting ready to walk, you know, out the door, and there was this gigantic fucking bodybuilder, like super steroided out bodybuilder. Awesome. And he like quickly moved out of my way.
Yeah.
Like he was in my way and he just like, you know, he didn't say sorry and he just kind of like sidestepped really quick and got out of the way. And as I was leaving, I was just laughing, thinking like that bodybuilder didn't have to get out of my way. Like he could have just said
anything
like,
about it.
You're not like, I'm just going to stand here and what the fuck are you going to do about it? And I would have been like, yeah, you should just stand there. Like you're way stronger than I am. And I don't even, manners, you know, just throw manners out the window. If you're that much bigger and stronger, like, I'll just walk around you. It's fine. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, we'll work around you.
Yeah. Like, and I was also just thinking, like, in the wild. It's just funny things that society makes, you know, rules that society makes to where a guy like that has to move out of my way because that's, like, polite or whatever. Like, if we were out in the jungle in, you know, in older times and I was walking,
you would take just be off like, running. Like, you wouldn't even
want to
be
anywhere. First, he would kill me. But if he didn't kill me, if he had just killed somebody else and he was tired or, like, already eaten, you know, an entire moose or whatever, he would just stand there and I would go around him. Like, or, you know, if I felt like pushing it, maybe if I had a spear or something, we would fight. But it's just funny in society now, like he had to just hurry it to get out of my way. The guy was fucking huge. Like full on Olympic bodybuilder. Like
that's weird.
Steroided out bodybuilder. It was just funny.
That's a whole different existence. I don't really get, cause that's a full time thing, having that body. It's not like, you get to put it on sometimes and then take it off. Like that would be weird.
Yeah. I had that same thought too about like, man, it's really hard to explain what my thought was, but it's kind of like, you know, when you work out and maybe you're like flexing a lot and you're like, man, I feel kind of flexing and big right now.
Yeah.
That's that guy. Like when he wakes up in the morning, like when he's in his worst, when he's laying on the couch watching TV, he's fucking ripped. Like he's like totally, his whole body is like, his arms don't even go to his sides. They're so huge.
Yeah.
Like it's just weird. Like you said, it's just weird thinking that that's his whole thing all the time.
Yeah. I actually had another thought. I was in the store and I walked past a guy who instantly I was like, yeah, that's a man's body. Like that would be the body I would want. Like he was like, it was, cause it's not too extreme. It was like 6'2", you know, like taller than most people.
Yeah.
And very well built. And then I thought like, well, but then that would just be your life. Like you'd always be, you know what I mean? Like if you tried to do comedy or something, like, is anyone going to laugh at that guy? Like he gets up on stage and he's a 6'2", well-built guy. It's weird how that's just you. And there's no comedians that look like that.
No,
there might be fucking Carrot Top who's like roided out, but he's probably 5'3". He's probably short, but he's like, I mean, there's not people who are that perfect height of like just 6'2", you know, 220 pounds of all muscle or something. You can't really, I don't know. You're just that guy.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, people say we objectify women, which we definitely 100% do, but like
I'm doing it right now.
Men that look like that, they're just an object. Like you don't even think of them as being like, almost not human. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like not in a way of like that they don't deserve all the rights or anything, but more of just like you said, like you wouldn't consider them if they were like, hey, I'm going to start doing comedy or whatever. You'd be like, nah, you're not. Like you're not. Or I'm going to write this poem or like, I'm going to, I play in a band and you're like, unless there was some weird like metal band or something, but.
I think it really is true that all art comes from not being that guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Like pretty much. I mean.
I should be more of an artist then.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you. Well, we're podcast artists.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I was a sandwich artist for a while.
Yeah. True. Seriously, all art is like, oh, I got to find another way to get that girl because that's big ass fucking guy is, he can just do that. So the bodybuilder, he doesn't have to do art. He can just be like, hey, I'm this guy. And they're like, yeah, okay. But all
the hilarious
art
thing
is
about
like
a, girls yeah. is like, they, girls will go for a guy who's artistic. I mean, you know, I would say, 95 out of 100 girls would be more interested in a guy who looked pretty average body wise and was like interesting in some way or artistic.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised like if it wasn't quite that percentage. Like, I think that those are the girls we mostly know, but I think there's a species of just hot girl that we don't really interact with. You know, yeah. Just plain hot girl probably goes for the bigger. I don't think bodybuilder. I don't think not too many girls are into bodybuilders, but I just mean like, you know, really well-built guy, kind of, but not extreme bodybuilder caliber, you know? Like, that's that yeah. guy's way of getting girls. Like, he's just that guy, 6'2", 6'3", whatever. Whereas anyone else, it's like, well, I got to find some other method. Guess I got to write something or...
But on the other hand, like, if a girl was, like, not attractive and, like... I mean, I guess there's rare exceptions.
It doesn't really work the same.
Extremely talented.
Yeah.
But no, not really. Like, if you were just a good-looking, like, a really... good-looking girl, not even like an athletic body, just you had a good, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a skinny body and boobs or whatever. Yeah, it wouldn't really matter. Like, no, you don't even have to have any personality at all.
Yep. It's weird how because men are looked at for their, you know, capability to, you know, make a living or to survive.
I think we're the first people to ever talk about this. I don't think this has ever been discussed.
This is groundbreaking research.
This is like our Republican debate coverage.
Yeah.
We're just stating the most obvious nothingness ever.
Yeah.
I wonder, that would be another thing. I want to put up, I wish we had every listener available to us on a poll to see, like, was the Republican debate stuff funny to everybody or not?
Maybe I really don't know. The actual debate? Yeah. No. No.
Our podcast on that, were those the worst?
I think it's best if we don't worry about it. I think the best,
no,
the
I'm
best
just
thing
want to
we
know.
Can do is just move on. No, yeah. I know what you mean. But I think the more you, again, with any creative endeavor, the more you try to listen to what anyone else is saying, the more you're going to suck like that. So that's why I get letter after letter about how bad a Republican.
No. You misunderstand me. I wouldn't stop any.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't stop the already zero preparation that I'm doing and thought I'm putting into the show. It wouldn't change that at all. I just wonder if it was funny or not. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really can't tell.
Yeah, but that's the good thing about the show is we really don't give a shit what anyone thinks. Like, we're just going to do this fucking show. And somehow the millions keep rolling in, but maybe that's what, I don't know.
People
maybe
must appreciate it, I guess. Yeah. I think people listening are like, man, that's just like me. I don't give a shit about what I'm doing.
Mm.
These guys come on and just don't care what they're doing and just do it like I do.
Yeah, but then they probably just aren't as good as us is the only thing. So yeah. Don't quit your day jobs, anyone. I mean, we're very much both quitting our day
jobs.
We
make it look easy.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Oh, man. Speaking of making it look easy, what the hell were we talking about? Let's see. What do I want to say? So, okay, I'm going to use my A material. I take it back. Here's my A game. I was going to just use some reject bullshit that I thought of, but... No, my actual A game material for today is this is very, very, I'm sure relatable. There's nothing more fucking frustrating than not being able to sleep. There's like, it's the mm-hmm. worst thing. When you're just lying awake, there's no worse feeling. And I realize, like, I think the shitty part about it is that there's nothing else in life. I can't think of another thing where you're doing all the things you need to do to sleep. Like, you're in the position of sleep. You're like, okay, my eyes are closed. This is roughly how I was doing it yesterday. Like, every day I kind of do this. I just sit, you know, I'm in this position. My eyes are closed. I'm breathing. It's dark, all that. But
oh,
then
well, there's
just,
your problem right now, dude. Stop breathing. That's how I fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah. But then you just don't sleep. Like, you do you could check down the list. You're doing everything exactly the same, but it just doesn't happen. There's nothing, it's not like in baseball, if you're, you know, swinging the bat and you're playing
baseball again.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You're still playing baseball. It's not like someone can come up to you and be like, you're not playing baseball. Actually, you're actually playing golf right now. It's like, no, I'm doing all the things that you do for baseball, But sleep is like that. Like, I just was the other night, I was like, I'm doing everything right. Like, I'm doing it. And you can't account for why you're not asleep. There's no such thing as like, well, I guess I'm not doing this right. Or I'm, you know, it's, you just, your body decides like, fuck you, you're not sleeping. And then you're not sleeping. There's no, you know what I mean?
And it's weird because whatever the reason is that you're not sleeping, I mean, generally, I mean, you might just be talking about some weird night where you have no idea, but a lot of people, like, you know, they are up because they're, whatever, something bad.
This probably more applies to, like, I get good sleep most nights, but then those couple nights where for some reason I just not sleeping at all. Yeah.
But what's funny to me is, like, most of the times that that's happening, you fucking need sleep.
Like, yeah, yeah.
The reason you're feeling shitty, like you're nervous about something or something bad happened, it's like the best thing for you would be if you would just sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why doesn't your body just go like, all right, this shit sucks. Like, I'm shutting it down right now.
Yeah.
Like, we need to get some sleep. Like, there should be some kind of like...
There should just be a fucking sleep button on us. There really should.
Well, our body should... I'm going past that to where, after all these years of evolution, why it isn't... You know, like, what I'm trying to say. Like, when you get punched in the chin, in the face, for not minding in your, and there's something that just like where your brain goes like, I'm going to stop now and like lay down and be knocked out. You know, like, why isn't there something?
it's called your brain hitting your skull.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, maybe it should still, do that.
It doesn't have to do that. Like, you don't have to be knocked out. I think that's a survival. That has to be an evolutionary thing of like.
To be knocked out? That's not surviving. Like playing dead, you think?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think it's just a product of our brains. I mean, your brains are just really fragile. And if it hits your skull, then you're fucked.
But then you wake up like 2 seconds later and you're fine. I mean, you have a little bit of a concussion, but you're not like dead. So why wouldn't your body keep you going until you were really dead? You know?
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'd love to go with you.
If this is my question, if you get punched right in the chin in a certain way, it doesn't even have to be that hard, but there's a certain thing where like your chin, isn't there a thing where like, because of the way your chin's made, it like hits something and can knock you out really quickly if you get hit in the chin rather than getting hit like in the top of the head?
Maybe, but I just think that's an accident of our bodies. I don't think that helps anything. I think your body wants to do everything in the world to stay awake, because if you fall asleep, you get eaten by something. I think. Yeah, I don't know. But what I want to say is that with the sleeping thing, every other thing you do in your life, like if you're trying, I don't know, anything you're trying to accomplish, you know, you're trying to take a test, you're trying to whatever, you think back to like, okay, what do I know? What happened last time I did this? With sleep, it's like, you start thinking like, what did I do last night that made me sleep? You know? And there's nothing, like there's no fucking answer. You just, most nights you just go to sleep and you can't really tell what's happening. You just wake up the next day, you know? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just so annoying. That's why it's so fucking annoying. Like, you can't, when you're not asleep, there's no explanation. It's just like, I guess my brain's not doing that. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you do that at where you're like, I do this all the time, where I'm like, I'm kind of having a little bit of, because normally I just lay down and I go to sleep in like 1 second. But like when you don't for a while and you're thinking like, how am I going to just fall? Like, how does it happen that I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and I won't even know how I fell asleep?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's so weird.
Yeah, it is really that. Weird.
I do that all the time. And then I wake up the next morning and I go, oh yeah, last night I sort of remember.
Yeah.
I sort of remember thinking, like I'm not going to fall asleep, but then somehow I did at some point.
Yep.
And I have no idea why. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like you said, they should just change that as soon as we can to where it's like, all right, as soon as you're comfortable in bed, just make sure, you know, your phone's charging and you got all the thing, you brush your teeth and all that. And then you just push the button and then it's like, your body's like,
wakes
you, got
30 you up
seconds.
Right the fuck when you need to get up and like full of energy somehow.
Yeah. Just shoot some adrenaline in your brain.
Yeah.
Well, I think that happens anyway, but it's weird. Fucking humans.
There's no excuse for it.
God.
Scientists.
God, why did you design us that way?
Yep. All right. What do you got anything or?
I don't know. Should I talk about this wedding I just went to? I don't think anybody listening.
So good.
Will know that I, well, maybe some people. Well, it's not really to say anything bad about the people at the wedding, but anyway, I just went to this wedding and I haven't been to a religious wedding since yours. So.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been to an actual, I mean, I guess most, a lot of weddings will have like a little bit of religious stuff. And then you've got some weddings, like some Catholic weddings, where it's like 100% religious. And then there's this one. I don't know what these exactly what religion these people were, but they were very religious, like some sort of Christian. What did they say they were? Whatever. It doesn't matter. But anyway, the point is the priest that was doing the
Mary.
It's a pastor. What's a pastor and a priest?
Priests are just Catholic, I think.
So he's a pastor. Mm-hmm. So it was several times during the ceremony, he made comments about how this is a real wedding. Like, this is a real wedding. And I'm wondering, and he said, like,
this is real. I got this news for you. Yeah.
And like, he's made some comment about like, you guys are getting married the right way and stuff. You know, it's like, is that going to be the thing now that there's like gay marriage and stuff? Religious people are going to be doing that during their weddings and saying like, because he did, he made it like, I'm not exaggerating, at least four or five times, he went out of his way to make a point about like, this is real. Like, this is not one of those fake gay weddings that everyone's having now. That's basically what he was saying. Like,
yeah.
No, he should have just said that. He should have just been like, this is not a gay fake wedding that God wouldn't approve of. This is a real wedding.
Yeah.
Because I think before all the gay marriage stuff, they would just have weddings. And I don't think you would need to say that really. But is that what they're doing now? Like, I just wonder.
I think so.
Again, with our thousands of listeners on Facebook, I would just love it. Has anyone been to a wedding lately where they're doing that? Like a religious wedding where they're making sure to say this is real and the right way and not bullshit like all these fake. He said something else about like, because of our society. Oh my God. Oh my God. I cannot believe I forgot this. I have to tell you this.
Awesome.
At the end of the wedding, or at the end of the ceremony part or whatever, he was like, okay, you know, all the official stuff is done now. They did the kiss and all that stuff. And he was like, I'm just going to talk to the bride and groom now, and everyone can either listen or not listen. He was like, okay. Like, we were all still there sitting in the seats, and it was on a microphone.
Oh my God.
Which was weird. So then I think I sent you it actually. He started talking about.
Oh, that was that. Oh. Well, he sent me a lot.
The last things I sent you were that.
Oh. Okay.
So he goes, all right, I want you guys to, you know, he's talking to the bride and the groom. He's like, I want you guys to listen to me very carefully. And I don't remember the exact statistics that he cited, but it was something like, yeah, did you hear that?
Yeah.
It was like, what is it, like 60% of all marriages end in divorce or something. And then he was like, 40%.
He said 60% of, what is it, people that live together? He said something about living together.
Yeah,
60% of something that live together end in something. 40% end in divorce.
Yeah. And then there, I thought there was like a lower number that was people who get married in a church.
Oh, you're right. Maybe it was 60. It was 60. There's lots of numbers. It was a big chart and stuff.
You threw out a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
He had a laser pointer and a thing and presentation.
It was, essentially 60. Maybe that was it. There was something about living together, though. I don't remember what that was, but it was something like 60% of all. Well, but that's not right. It was 50% of all marriages end in divorce, 40% of those in the church or something. Like somehow he was saying that was better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then did you catch the last one?
Oh, yeah. I just let me say it.
And then he said one out of 1,050. That's what it was, right?
Yep.
Dude, that's it. One out of 1,050 marriages end in divorce. If the couple each reads the Bible every day.
Read the Bible together.
Together. Did you say every day?
I think he said every day.
Every day. How the fuck is that a statistic there's no way that's true. First off, there's no way that's true. Second off, even if that was something that was cited somewhere, how would you prove that? Like, how would you even get that? They're like, we found exactly 1,050 people and then... We just found one couple that got divorced. But my favorite thing about, there's a lot of things I love about it, but one is like, it's total bullshit is my favorite part. Second thing is like, there's still one. So what does that mean? That.
Yeah. Well, they're idiots.
I wish I could have talked to him and been like, so what was the sample size on that? How many married couples read the Bible together every day? If he was like, it turns out it's exactly 1,050 and we just found one. But what if he said like, there's actually like a million or something. So it'd be
Well, there's probably a lot who say, everybody says they go to church and they don't. Yeah, it's probably that. Yeah.
But like, let's say there was, doing math live for me is terrible. But
yeah, that's fine. I like it.
What if there was Well, what do you think? There's got to be, there's 350 million people in America now. Mm-hmm. How many are married? Like
320. No, I'm
just I don't know. Let's just say there's.
God, that's a good question. It can't be. I mean, it's maybe half. Like, it can't be that much more than that, right? Because young just people
do some. How many married?
Yeah, go ahead.
News teams.
Does it take to turn it to screw light bulb? Married number, news teams.
Oh well, yeah, from Tim and Eric.
Oh.
59.63 million pairs.
So okay, that's almost half. So a third then.
Ish. Okay. So how many of those read the Bible together every day?
58 million. Every day together.
There's got to be, man.
Let's see. How many? Well, I think the question is how the only thing we can really judge that guy on is how many say they do it. And I would say, how many would say they do it? I would think.
Sorry, I have to interrupt you because I'm like listening and trying to type Google searches in, and I just wrote. I just wrote in how many married couples read the Bibles is in the search. Oh, God. I don't know why that made me laugh so much.
Yeah, no,
it's not that funny. Reading the Bibles, and like there's multiple Bibles.
Yeah. Well, which Bible are we reading today? Anyways. Yeah. So I would say what? They couldn't be more than 12 million at most.
Yeah.
Probably not even that. Yeah, probably not. They would say they read it together every fucking day. And by the way, the actual number of people who literally read the Bible together every day would be in the dozens. Like, it wouldn't even be.
There's no chance.
There's no way. But I'm just thinking who say they do.
So if you said there's 12 million?
I'm guessing. I don't know. I already forgot all the numbers you said.
Okay. Let's just 60. Pretend there's 12 million.
Yeah.
Our new show format, by the way, is just math. We're just going to be doing just totally
Mathcast.
Unresearched, like, just totally fake math things. So if there were 12 million couples that read the Bible together every day, one out of 1,050 get divorced. That's 11,428 divorces. That's a lot. Like, so, I mean, if this whole thing was true, like if you read the Bible together with your wife every day, you're basically good. Would there be 11,400 people divorcing? Like, that's what, you know,
yeah,
that's,
I guess, I don't know. And the thing is, I forgot I didn't talk about it on this show because I ended up talking about it on my main show. I went to a wedding. Did I tell you about that? It was a Chinese, or no, it might not have been Chinese, but it was some sort of Asian wedding that was super religious. Yeah. But it was like, dude, Asian Christians, it's killing me.
Yeah.
They're killing me. And it was so bad. It was, anyway, the guy also was talking about how they're doing, it was similar. The guy was probably more of a cooler, you would say, kind of priest, you know, or pastor, whatever.
Oh, yeah, one of the cool priests.
Oh, no, it was Catholic, so it was a priest. Well, I mean, he wasn't like the, you know, stereotypical kind of old, oh, getting married the right way. But he was trying to make it youth-oriented, you know, as more appealing to the newer generations, basically. That's the difference. I just mean he wasn't one of the, you know, old conservative kind of Catholics. But anyway, he did still talk about how, like, well, we're doing this part right because it's the thing you can't just get married. You have to get married before God. Like, God has to accept your marriage and all that. And then the main thought, I'm not remembering the exact words, but the main thing I thought about is like, yeah, there's still divorces. So they do all this stuff right. They do all this ceremony just right. And then still a bunch of people get divorced. And I just wonder, is the church to blame? Like, did they not do, oh, remember that when we did that certain ritual of the fucking, you know, smoke that we do in this weird part? Like, can you say like, oh, they didn't do that right. And that's why we got divorced. You know, has there ever been that claim? I wonder.
Yeah, like suing them.
Yeah, because they have to say everything a specific time and way and all that, like for it to be God's official fucking marriage. I just wonder if that's ever the excuse. Like, yeah, we got divorced. And he did it wrong. We probably didn't get married before God correctly.
I just remembered one. He started. Okay, this is fucking awesome. You know how when you start the ceremony, the father of the bride brings the bride down and hands him off or whatever, and they hand off a football and. The pastor runs for like a 100-yard touchdown and stuff. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's my favorite part. That's the
it's
one thing
the
about
best
religion
part of the way.
Yeah, that I totally agree with. But so he did that and he spiked the ball and all that and he came back.
yeah, I know. We all know.
I don't know why I'm explaining all this in detail, but you know, took him a while to catch his breath and everything. So then he goes, who, you know, who brings this terrible wife or, you know, whatever.
Who brought this terrible wife?
Who brings this wife? What is the words? I'm not a pastor.
I don't know that I know that part.
Yeah. You don't know that when the bride comes in with her dad or whoever, the guy doing the ceremony, whoever's doing the marriage, dude, I can't talk.
I know, me neither.
Says to them,
this is our new podcast.
Who presents this woman to be married or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then the guy answers and he says, like, I do or whatever. And the guy, it was her dad. And he said, me and her mom, her mother and I present or whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay. So he does that. And then this is what happened. And they're standing there. And then the pastor guy starts his thing by saying, well, Doug or whoever it was who presented, he did a pretty good job, but he's not the one presenting this woman to be married today. We all know it's Jesus who has brought this woman.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Oh, man.
So awesome.
So good. Jesus and his wife, by the way.
Yeah. God. And everyone was like nodding. Oh, yeah. Oh, amen. God,
I can't believe it. It's so unbelievable.
Weird. Dude, people nodding their heads. Like, yeah. There was several times where he would, you know, say one of those things about this is a real marriage in the right way. And
it's real.
Like, no less than five people in the audience of maybe 100 would say, like, yeah, uh-huh, amen, like that. You know, it's like,
oh, my God. I can't believe it exists. I really, well, it's...
The person, I mean, for us, it's hilarious because even if it was 100% true, like, even if God came down and was like, dudes, I'm here, it's real. The whole thing's real. This is real. You and I would never say, yeah, uh-huh, amen, or anything. Even if it was like, you know, like, it's just weird because just that in its own thing is the most uncomfortable thing to see anybody talk at all during a wedding. Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
But to have it be this, like, ridiculous, fucking ridiculous, made-up fake thing, and for these people to be 100% confident in, like, I mean, at least outwardly confident.
It's stupid social signaling. Like, they have to signal that they're totally cool with everything and, like, they're part of the group. It's so weird.
God, it's so
weird. It's something we just do not have. And I wonder how much that contributes to not having to be religious. Like, if other people who are more like that have to be religious because, like, they have to feel like they're in a group or something. But
yeah,
that's the last thing I want. I don't want to be in any fucking group of people. It's the worst.
It's so uncomfortable. Like, I was looking at the best man. He was obviously super religious and he was doing it the whole time, like nodding his head. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dude.
Like that during, and I was just like, I can't even look at it. It's so uncomfortable.
Now, as weird as my wedding was, at least I spared you from that. Like that was, we could have put more time into the presentation. And it is difficult. That's the one. See, that's the thing about religions. The reason they have the monopoly on that is because they're good at making it seem like they're doing all these rituals for some reason. Like, they make it seem like, oh, this is important. You have to do this way. And then that means you're actually married. And it, like our wedding is an example. You can really see when that goes away, like it just all turns to shit. No,
there's nothing else standing there.
No,
there's nothing making you get married.
Yeah. I know. You don't have to get married. You don't have to do it. it seems like you do because there's a priest, you know, making you. No, but it is weird. Like you just, when you try to just do your own wedding, it's like, well, what the hell do you do? I don't know. I didn't want to tell about, dude, did he get to the part where he's talking about giving all the fucking advice on marriage and all this bullshit for an hour?
Oh, yeah.
God,
forever.
It's so annoying.
Forever.
Dude, I heard him in one of your messages that you said, I thought it was hilarious because he started off and he said like, now in the coming days, and I think he wanted to say years, like, he was essentially going to say, oh, you guys might have some arguments or you might have some. He shot really low on that. He said like, well, in the coming days or weeks or months, like you could tell he was recovering, you know, like you might get into arguments. It's like, Jesus, days?
Yeah.
Give it a few weeks of.
He's like, in no less than 7 days, the both of you will come to my office demanding a divorce. And I'm not going to let you do it. I'm just telling you right now.
Before I'm even done speaking, you will have already gotten into a giant blowout.
Yeah, he's like, hey, by the way, do you still want to do this? Like, are you sure about this?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. He really did undershoot that, though. Go ahead.
I just keep thinking of like, fucking...
It was awesome.
Diamonds in this thing.
Yeah.
Just pure awesomeness. The other thing he says, It was right after that when he said that God brought her. He said, God, you know, he took Adam and he took a bone. He kept saying a bone, which was amazing because he didn't just say a rib like it's supposed to be or whatever. He kept saying bone. He was like, God took a bone out of the... I wish I had a whole... I almost recorded the whole thing, but I wish I had a perfect recording. He's like, he took a bone out of Adam and he made this beautiful woman. And he said, Adam, you're with her, or whatever. It's like, you really fucking believe that? You really fucking believe that?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, I don't know. If you're going to come up with a story for this whole thing, like, who is in charge of the script of this thing? Talk about our commercials and all. Like, it's like, do you people really believe that God had to take a bone, a rib out of of the man to make the woman? How does that make any fucking sense? He made the entire fucking universe and
out of couple nothing. Bones.
Yeah.
He rubbed a few bones together into a universe.
Yeah. He had like a box of Cracker Jacks and he turned that into the universe. But then, and then he made a human with like a full skeleton, all the bones, everything, brain. Yeah. And then he was like, shit, I can't make a woman unless I take the rib bone from the man I just made. So fucking stupid.
I know. It's the worst. I've made that same joke a million times. It's so dumb. It's the most obviously stupid. Everything about it is stupid. And the thing is, the most annoying thing is people will say, like, Christians who will argue with you, be like, oh, people don't believe that's literal. It's like, no, that guy just was saying it was literal.
Yeah,
like,
they believe that.
He believes that. Lots of people do.
I told you, Jesus. I told you I know a person who thinks that women have one more rib bone than men.
I was just going to say, when I was a kid, because I just gave people, I'd made a crucial mistake when I was a kid of thinking, oh, well, these adults know what they're talking about. So if that's the story, then maybe, I remember thinking, well, even if the story is not true, like, it must be true that men have one less rib. Otherwise, why would they make, you know, that would be why they made that story.
Yeah.
And then that's not even true. No. They didn't even come close.
Someone I know, you know, I wouldn't say he's like super smart, but he's a functioning member of society. And he said to me, like, women have more ribs than men. Like, it was a fact. And I was like, no, they don't. He's like, yeah, they do. I was like, okay, I don't know what.
Go count your wife's ribs, everybody. We all keep I keep a firm rib count going on my wife just to, at all times.
Dude, the rib story is the best thing ever.
Yeah, it really is.
What?
Just every story is the best. They're all so fucking stupid.
Dude, taking a rib. Oh, I mean, God, we could do infinity. I mean, I could almost do a whole podcast on it.
Yeah.
It's like, why? God. I'm just trying to think, what is the reason for the person who wrote that idea? What were they thinking? Would they think that people would think it's cool? Because it's like, oh, is it to convince people that men and women need to be married because they're from...
It's just an origin story. I mean, there's every single religion has a weird, stupid origin story. I think back then they had nothing. They had nothing to do. They didn't even.
Yeah.
They were on like SNES back then. They didn't have Xbox One.
What kind of internet connection?
Like, it wasn't good. Jesus. Tell you that.
All right, and, I'll give him a break.
Yeah, yeah. Throw him a rib bone. yeah, I think they just made bullshit up and like, yeah, that's probably it. That's probably what happened. And then whole societies would be like, that's their bullshit story, you know?
Yeah.
And then the only ones we hear about are the couple that survived, but there's probably an infinity of them.
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of stupid, like giant turtle stories. That's always one they talk about.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Like some people still think, I think there's like still a few of them remaining where they think, or maybe a lot of them, I don't know. They think the world is on a turtle. Like, they actually think the earth is a turtle's back or something like that. They all come up with this weird bullshit. It's so funny.
Yeah. God, I could.
But
go
my
on
favorite
forever.
Thing about it, now that we're on the topic of all that God stuff, and I'm still laughing at when you said, even if God came down, like we still wouldn't go, oh, yeah, no. You know? And it just so reminds me of the fact that these religions are created by and tailored to stupid people because the smarter I get and the smarter. As I grow up and, you know, and the smarter people I know, the less you give a shit about that stuff. Like, so the idea that God, who is literally unfathomably smart, like he should just be so much smarter than us. It wouldn't even be, you know, we wouldn't even be able to tell. the idea that he's concerned with all this stuff, like, no, you got to do this ceremony this way. You got to do this shit that. The idea that he would even give a shit. And then that's probably the main reason that I became an atheist. I was like, there wouldn't be a God. He wouldn't give a shit about anything. Why would he make people? Like, I don't care enough to make people. And I'm just a human. Like, if I were in God's position, I'd be like, why would I make anybody? I have everything. I'm perfect. Yeah.
Make a bunch of beings that are inferior to you. Like, at what point in your life, I mean, I guess, you can't compare God to a human because we're just mere humans, but like, have you ever been in any situation where you're like, man, you know what I need is a bunch of people that are super inferior to me right now. That would be the last thing you would want. Like, unless you just want to beat them or like.
And even if you say you compare it to like a pet or something, even if maybe for some reason you wanted those inferior beings, you don't expect anything out of them. You're not like, oh, you cat, you better do exactly what I say. Like, I know my cats are morons and they do what they do. Like, I don't expect them to do any better. They're fucking cats. They're idiots. God would be the same way with us. He'd be like, they're a bunch of morons. I don't care. They're doing whatever they're
doing. Not only that, but it'd be like if you had your cats and then when they didn't do what you wanted, you put them in eternal damnation.
So dumb.
Forever. They're burning in hell forever. Because they didn't do these things that they didn't
because
know what they're supposed to do.
Because he pooped on the couch again. By the way, I'm going to go burn my cat.
God. I mean, I hate cats. I would put them in hell for maybe a year. That's
tops.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, all right, you can just you die now. Yeah, you could just not exist anymore. But forever? Oh, man.
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing of all time. Oh, man, I don't have my new recording setup that I got. I couldn't see the timer. We're fucking an hour, so I guess we better call it. Yeah. I got to rearrange this shit. I know. It's so I could talk about that stuff forever because it's so funny. Like, it's just so fucking true that the conception of God that exists is just stupid people started it, and it's all – you can tell that it's what stupid people would think a God would be. Like,
yeah.
And it's sort of evolved over time. Like, it's as humanity has gotten a little smarter, you know, it's God has gotten a little less dumb. Like, people don't, not as many people believe, oh, there's hell and all that. Like, people start, but still, the God in the Bible is a fucking moron. He's the dumbest person in the world. It's so funny. Yeah.
God is the dumbest person.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, God, I'm sure by the time we're done even publishing this, we've got 8 or 9 more patrons because we're on a fucking roll.
Yeah, we'll
like
have to
that.
Thank you next week. We don't have time right now.
Yeah, if we had to stop to thank every patron we got, if I had a nickel for every patron I had,
we do.
Yeah. So if you want to be one of our horde of supporters, our throng of 20 some odd supporters that has broken the website, patreon.com. Go to patreon.com/shoeshine. And that's it for me.
Now enjoy this badass song.
Enjoy the rest of this badass song.
I don't actually listen to our show, but every once in a while when I do, I laugh at that every single time. Yeah, I love and it. That song, I get stuck in my head every single time.
I was pretty proud of it. Can you tell I was mad when you didn't listen to it for the longest time? I was like, dude, check out the rest of this badass song.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. See you guys.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.